This room contains two frescoes, detached and transferred to canvas. They were painted by Pellegrino Tibaldi to decorate what is now the Chapel of the Assumption, or the Cappella Americana, in the Basilica of the Holy House of Loreto, originally dedicated to St. John the Baptist. The date between 1553 and 1555 is certain, as shown by the series of payments recorded in the historical archive of the sanctuary. Tibaldi, therefore, was active in Loreto after a fruitful Roman experience, which had brought him into contact with the art of Michelangelo, and he immediately transposed and reinterpreted this in the frescoes at Loreto. The painter was summoned by Otto Truxes von Waldburg, Cardinal of Augsburg, who commissioned the decoration. Proclaimed the protector of the empire at the Holy See, the cardinal was also an advisor to the Emperor Charles V, but above all, an intransigent opponent of the Protestants, taking part in the last phase of the Council of Trent. In the second edition of Vasari's Lives of the Most Excellent Painters, Sculptors and Architects, in 1568, he described the two frescoes in the following manner. On one of the facades at the sides, he painted St. John preaching to the multitude, and on the other the beheading of the same saint. In the forecourt below the church, he painted stories of the judgment and some figures in chiaroscuro. During work on consolidating and transforming the whole area of the apse of the basilica, commissioned from the architect Giuseppe Sacconi, only the preaching of the Baptist and the beheading were preserved along Tibaldi's frescoes, which were poorly kept for a long time until they were restored in 1980. The episode of preaching is narrated in all the Gospels, except the Gospel of St. John. Considering the rocky landscape in the background, the Lombard painter seems to have been inspired by the story of the evangelists Matthew or Luke, who describe a similar setting. In addition, the light that envelops the mountain contrasts with the darkness in which some figures are immersed. The contrast between light and darkness is thus given a symbolic meaning between sin and redemption.